Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
This column is entitled General Liability and the Cost of Not Caring. It was written by Jim Thompson, and I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. Here's what Jim has to say. Years ago, when I started this column, I decided one important thing to be done was to beat the drum for safety. Well, we have, and we plan to continue doing so. I am writing today, however, about general liability caused by people or caused to people through exposures of various kinds. Some of these are safety matters, some are security matters, others can arise out of employment law. But first, a special note about safety. Employees and others often become confused and think that a safety emphasis is caring or emotionally based. This is not true with corporations, for as I have said before, a corporation is nothing but a pile of legal documents. It has no emotions. So the overarching safety emphasis has its genesis in cost savings, cold, impersonal cost savings. This does not mean, however, that we can or should be impersonal about watching out for the safety of our fellow workers and ourselves. It is an emotional and caring issue at the front lines of any job, and it is right that it be so. My observation over the years, however, is that we notice a liability, whether it be safety, security, or something else, only at the time it is an issue. Then, over time, we forget it. Take, for instance, butane lighters. I remember back in the early 1980s, a couple of welders were making repairs in a vessel, and as one of them knelt, he inadvertently, due to the position of the lighter in his pocket, caused the lighter's lever to be depressed and to discharge butane gas. The next time he struck an arc with his welder, he and his co-worker were killed. There was enough butane in the vessel to cause a flash fire.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
CBG.
Morning, Tom. Give me some good news today.
Man, I really wish I could. We've got broken bolts and dryer cans, there are stuck studs in the pump housing, and to top it off, now they've broken a drill bit trying to get an alignment pin out. I think it's safe to say that the more we work, the farther we get behind.
So, Tom, are you doing this the old-fashioned way just for fun?
What do you mean?
Broken bolts, studs, drill bits, alignment pins, keys? CBG metal disintegration and stud removal can fix all those problems. CBG takes broken and stuck metal out of everything. Heck, they work on submarines, aircraft carriers, power plants, oil refineries, even a one-of-a-kind Ferrari engine, and have removed hundreds of dryer can bolts all over the U.S. I saw on CBGmaintenance.com they took out a 9/64-inch drill bit and removed 2.5-inch studs at a power plant.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Can you give me that website address again?
It's CBGmaintenance.com. Bookmark the site and give them a call today. CBGmaintenance.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
This incident did not happen at my mill, but I remember that at the time we made a big deal of it. We banned butane lighters, brought the incident up in safety meetings, and generally gave it wide publicity. I suspect other mills did the same. But what has happened since then? Other than adding butane lighters to a long list of rules, has anyone discussed why butane lighters are dangerous in the last 20 years? How many serious issues like this are lost in the fine print in your mill? What other liabilities have you experienced, either locally, in your company, industry-wide, or in related industries that were a big deal at the time and then dropped? Do you offer refreshers on these subjects? I suggest that you dig up all the old liability incidents you can find and review them in your safety meetings. Make a contest of it. Ask people to recall old incidents and the training that they invoked. Resolve to be prepared to be up to date on the old stuff with it fresh in your mind. You just might save your corporation a little money, too. I don't think I need to say much else about safety this week but this. Think safety all the time. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator.
This column is entitled, Taking Control of Your Time. It was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. And here's what Jim has to say about taking control of your time. If you have been reading my musings for any length of time, you know I speak often about spinning the invoice printer. I do it because finding ways to bring in profitable income is the primary foundational reason for any business to exist. Unfortunately, this is sometimes seen as being too simplistic, although it is an excellent touchstone if one loses the way. Often we do not take time to recalibrate the important uses of our time. I have approached this subject in this column before, but I think it is a very important one. I have also found, as I get older, I have become more aware of the assumptions in my life that cause me to waste time every day. You may have been a new hire a couple of years ago, or you may have been promoted into your current position recently. However, when you got where you are today, when you arrived, someone probably told you, "This is the way we do things." Being new on the scene, you accepted this statement and fell into line. Time went by, and although you changed some tasks, others remained in effect from force of habit. There is a story told, and I hope it is not true, about the workman who stood at the head of a staircase in a factory in the United Kingdom. As the story goes, he stood there for years and no one paid much attention until finally a new human resource director came along and inquired. Allegedly, when this person's father was a young man, the stairway was being painted. They told him to stand there and tell people not to touch the wet paint.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
There is a capital project in your future. You have spent many dollars on planning and ordering equipment for your capital project, and you're about to spend much more on its installation and startup. And you could perhaps spend a little less and move a little more efficiently by forming a team with Pro Services, both in planning and executing your project. The experienced team of Pro Services pulp and paper engineers and project managers will work with your team months in advance to find and solve potential problems, plan for the utmost in safety precautions, analyze your financials, and chart the best path for an orderly installation and an ultimately successful startup. Your know-how plus our know-how will get your capital project up and running as quickly and efficiently as possible. Together, we'll be a powerful capital project team. Call us at 269-327-2322. Visit us at prosatwork.com. At Pro Services, we work.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Years went by. He was mustered out at retirement, and his son got his, quote, job. The HR director's inquiry was made nearly 50 years after the original assignment. Now, if this story is true, and I hope it is not, this father and son were the antithesis of the dynamic duo. They should get some sort of award for a docile acceptance of boredom. We can laugh, but I will bet you have tasks, if viewed by our critical eye, that would appear nearly as ludicrous. They may include a meeting you attend regularly that does nothing toward moving your enterprise forward. They may be insane reports that no one reads, or some other habitual exercise that does nothing. My guess from anecdotal observation of myself and others is that we waste 25 to 50% of the time we spend each day on things that make no difference to the outcome of our lives or our employer's business. How do you break this pattern and recover the lost time it consumes? Challenge everything. Challenge yourself, your tasks, and those upon which others insist you participate. Nothing is really sacred. Most things are just habits. Businesses that are successful have a few very good habits and a whole lot of critical introspection. Become introspective. Be safe and be critical of safety habits. Complacency and safety do not go together. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. Sierra Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
This column is entitled Hindsight versus Foresight. It was written by Jim Thompson, and I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. And here's what Jim has to say about hindsight versus foresight. If you have been unfortunate enough to have been in an accident, you have no doubt had a thought process that started with, if only. If you've ever worked for a facility that has either been shut down or gone belly up, you will have experienced, if only. It may go something like this. If only I had been more aggressive in promoting or blocking that project or that action and so forth. I have met many people who have had this experience. Often, we have great hindsight, but as to the things that really matter, we lack great foresight. One of the screensavers on one of my computers was a picture of a craft mill that was long ago shut down and demolished. It was a large mill, fairly well located. Management made a number of mistakes, some not obvious in looking at the pictures, others quite obvious from the data. You are reading this, most likely, at an operating facility. I'm going to give you two important challenges that are vital to the success of your company, no matter what your position is. The first one is this. Visualize your facility shutting down. This is hard for most people, especially if the facility has been around a long time. But believe this, history doesn't matter in this case. The future is what matters. It may take you a while to accept this idea, but it is an important one for you to embrace. Your facility can be shut down, and it can be shut down within your career span.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know, and you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
The second point is this. Once you have accepted and visualized that your facility can be shut down, what will be the if-onlys you will think up in the weeks and months after the shutdown? Get out a pencil and paper and make a list of them. When you complete this exercise, and you never really complete it, you will just go through cycles of the exercise from now on, act on your list. Do the things you have identified, especially the hard ones. The hard ones will usually be the ones involving modifying people's behavior. You have got to do them because you have identified them as things that need to be changed. For a long time now, it has been a popular management practice to downsize businesses. That is, to expect the same work with fewer employees. All the time, people tell me, "We are so busy since we were downsized." I think they missed the point. You're only so busy if you continue to try to do all the same tasks that used to be done. My guess is that even after downsizing, half the work done in any office is wasted effort that does not pass the Jim Thompson test of being tied to the spinning of the invoice printer. When I visit enterprises, I am bemused by all the scurrying around and activity that is absolutely useless. Why? Those involved can't see it because they have been doing the same things for so long they do them by rote. They never challenge or test why they do what they do. I think there are two reasons for this. One, familiarity, and two, the hidden agenda of job security. For if they eliminate enough tasks, someone may just eliminate their jobs. So back to my original challenge. Play the if-only game. Then make the lists and take the actions, and in a few weeks, do it again. And again. If you play the if-only game now, and it catches on in your facility, you may avoid playing it in a dreaded venue, sitting at your kitchen table and staring at your unemployment check. Of course, in safety, we play the if-only game every time there is an accident, and we are serious about it, and we modify our behavior. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermo compressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer section performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer section and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com.
This column was written by Jim Thompson, and it's entitled Perception versus Reality. This is Steve Roush reading it today for Jim. And here's what Jim has to say about perception versus reality. The phrase, perception is reality, is often a cautionary warning as to how others might perceive what one is doing or how they look and so forth. I want to talk today about times when perception is not reality and how this might affect our actions. As my contemporaries and I have gotten older, I have noticed that we have become our parents. We often think the younger generation people are foolhardy, don't know what they are doing, and are impetuous. More interesting, we think that we are the first to discover this. This is not so. Our parents felt exactly the same way about the younger generation when we were the younger generation. They wept for our future. How could they possibly leave the world in our incompetent hands? Of course, that was not their choice. Time marches on, and the responsibility left their hands, however unwillingly they relinquished it, and it fell into ours, no matter how ill-prepared we were for it. This process repeats itself again and again. Yet, I find my contemporaries and myself marveling as if we'd have discovered something new. That the youth want to change the world now. Traditions and protocol be damned. How we have forgotten how it was said in our youth. Never trust anyone over 30? Our parents must have alternatively chuckled and shivered over that one. These are misconceptions caused by time and our place in time.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
CBG.
Morning, Tom. Give me some good news today.
Man, I really wish I could. We've got broken bolts in dryer cans, there are stuck studs in the pump housing, and to top it off, now they've broken a drill bit trying to get an alignment pin out. I think it's safe to say that the more we work, the farther we get behind.
So, Tom, are you doing this the old-fashioned way just for fun?
What do you mean?
Broken bolts, studs, drill bits, alignment pins, keys. CBG metal disintegration and stud removal can fix all those problems. CBG takes broken and stuck metal out of everything. Heck, they work on submarines, aircraft carriers, power plants, oil refineries, even a one-of-a-kind Ferrari engine, and have removed hundreds of dryer can bolts all over the U.S. I saw on CBGMaintenance.com they took out a 9/64-inch drill bit and removed 2.5-inch studs at a power plant.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Can you give me that website address again?
It's CBGMaintenance.com. Bookmark the site and give them a call today. CBGMaintenance.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Physical location can cause misperceptions as well. We tend to view the world from where we live. Where we live is a tiny place on the globe, of which few of us are aware, but we don't see it that way. Modern communications, especially television and the internet, are helping us gain a broader perspective, but we still have a tendency to see the world from our own little vantage point. And the view from our vantage point may be distorted or largely incorrect. Business is another area in which perception may not be reality. If you become too engrossed in a single facility or a single niche in the world of business, you may think the world revolves around that point. I once made a career move, going from an operation where more than 200 people reported to me to an office with 8 people in it. I was shocked at how disorganized and mismanaged an office of 8 could be. Both facilities thought they were key to the daily revolutions of the earth and the changing of the seasons. They were not. For today, neither one of them no longer exists. Many high-profile people, either in business, politics, or entertainment, who get into trouble, do so due to misperceptions about themselves or others around them. Just look at some of the notorious cases of the last few years. These downfallen people had other problems, but a big share of responsibility for their downfall was their perception of themselves and others. The vast majority of the world's population has never heard of the place you live or knows what you do. You may live in a large and recognizable place, such as Manhattan or London or Beijing, But there is a level at some point, even in these places, where only Google Maps can find you. The rest of the world hasn't given you any thought. So what is the point? Be careful of your own feelings of importance, for, unfortunately, they do not travel well over long distances, sometimes not even over moderate or short distances. Also be careful of your views and your awareness of the actions of others. They may be more important to you than you realize. In fact, the most startling introductions sometimes are those you did not know existed who suddenly show up to change your life, such as a tax auditor who last week you didn't know was even alive and suddenly your most familiar acquaintance. Finally, be aware that prejudice is a function of distance. My observation is that the closer we are to someone else, the less prejudiced we become. Prejudice towards other people, regardless of reason, can be only successfully carried out at a distance. I am sure if you and any other individual on the face of the earth found yourselves equally equipped or stranded on a deserted island, you would be best friends within a week. When it comes to safety, perceptions play a key role. How many people interviewed after an accident started with, quote-unquote, I thought? Such perceptions can be deadly. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.